said that you won't forsake me, and you're right beside me, and that is all that matters. You'll never leave me. You said that you won't forsake me, and you're right beside me, and that is all that matters. You are the covenant keeping God. You are the covenant keeping God. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God.
For generation to generation,
to generation, to generation, to generation, to generation, to generation.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, people of God. If you are present, there's an opportunity right there to worship your God. Come on, right there. Before we go any further, I want you to take a moment and give God glory, give him honor, give him praise, give him adoration. I'm telling you, God has been good to you. He has been absolutely amazing to you. One of the things I want you to understand, people of God, is that this is not an intro. The music you hear is not an intro into this time of ministry. It is actually an opportunity of worship. No, you missed what I just said. I said this is not an intro into the broadcast. This is actually an opportunity for you to worship God. And as you worship God, God is going to reveal his nature, his character, his authority. He's going to reveal to you another side of him that you have not yet known. And I want to declare to you today, this is that night. This is the night for you to lift up your hands and worship your God, worship your King, worship your Savior. For the Bible declares that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen and amen. Well, people of God, listen, we are here again. It's good to be back with everyone. Again, I want to welcome everyone tonight again to Truth That Now Transforms Lives. Hallelujah. And this is the place where the transformation of your life is predicated on the truth you receive for your life. I'm going to say that again. It is where the transformation of your life you receive for your life. In other words, if there's any area in your life that you are looking for transformation, it is predicated on what you receive from the truth tonight. And I'm telling you, the Bible says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Hallelujah. I am so thankful to be back. Amen. I want to, before I move any further, I want to thank everyone for last week, those who have supported the woman of God, my wife, Kathy Shelmaine Armstrong, the prophetess who came. She brought an absolutely astounding prophetic word. I know you were blessed. I know many of you are like, who is this woman of God? Amen. Well, I want to let you know she is connected to the King. She is connected to the man of God. And so I am blessed for those that came out and supported her. And on behalf of the husband, I want to say to those that supported her, thank you so much. Your time on that call was very appreciative. And I want to let you know that God appreciated you supporting the woman of God. That's one of the things that we don't actually see today. We don't actually see a lot of people supporting the women of God. You know, we go to mega churches and we see all these great men of God ministering and stuff, and we flock to go see them. But you got to understand, God is raising up some women of God that's going to move mighty. God is about to use the women of God. Women of God, if you're on here, I want you to know that, listen, your time, God is going to raise some powerful women of God up, and God is going to use them absolutely mightily. Amen. That's not the message tonight, but I'm here to edify you, exhort you, and comfort you, and let you know that tonight is your night. Amen. And so listen, people of God, again, this is Truth That Now Transforms, again, where the transformation of your life is predicated on the truth you receive for your life. And tonight, people of God, I want you to pay very close attention. Listen, if you have the opportunity, I want you to text somebody, Instagram or Facebook, and let them know, get on tonight, because tonight the Lord has a word for you. You don't want to miss tonight. And tonight, I want to share with you tonight, I personally want to thank you for the time that you have given to the Word of God. Amen. Your time is very appreciative. Amen. I do not take it for granted. Every opportunity, every time that you come on, I make sure I get before the Lord to hear the Word of God for you. Amen. The Bible declares God does nothing in the earth unless he first does nothing apart from his word. Oh, God, you better get that. You better get your Bible and notepad. God has something to say tonight. And listen, my person, what I want to say to you tonight, again, every time I come to you, I want to communicate my personal assignment, because every man, woman of God that minister to you, there is a specific responsibility. There's a specific assignment that they have. And my personal assignment is always, listen to this, is to fully communicate so you can collaborate and cooperate and complete your God-given assignment. I'm going to say that again. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. My personal assignment as a prophetic voice to you tonight is to fully communicate, collaborate, and cooperate and complete your God-given assignment. My assignment is to help you to finish yours. Now, I'm going to let that sink in your spirit now. My personal assignment is to help you to get in that assignment and to fulfill and to finish it. The Apostle Paul said, I have finished the work. Jesus said, I finished the work which you have given me to do. The Apostle Paul said, I have fought the good fight, I have kept the faith, and I've completed my assignment. And so I want to let you know, those who are on here tonight, listen, you have a responsibility tonight to finish some things. There are some things tonight that you must finish. Now, how do we do that? And that's what the Holy Spirit communicate with you tonight. Amen. And so let's pray and let's get right into the Word of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for every hearer. We thank you for every individual tonight that is on tonight that will hear from the Holy Spirit. Tonight, Holy Spirit, the Bible declares, he who has an ear, let them hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. Not the man or woman of God, not what I have to say. It's what the Holy Spirit has to say to the church. And so, Lord, I ask you now that you would begin to deal with every heart tonight. Begin to break up the fallow ground so the word can be grounded and rooted in their spirit, and that they might be unveiled, that the revelation of their assignment might be unveiled, that they may step into it and walk in it, and we thank you for it. Now, I pray tonight for the spirit of wisdom and revelation knowledge. The spirit of wisdom and revelation knowledge, let it flow tonight in the lives of your people. And I pray tonight that there will be signs and wonders and miracles to follow your word. God, cause your word to be confirmed through miracles. Let your people have an encounter with the living word of God. We thank you for it. We believe for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Again, people of God, listen, anytime you get on this night, I want you to have your Bible and notepad, because this night is always significant, because my responsibility is not just a preacher. My responsibility is a teacher. You know, the Bible says that God preached to the multitude, but he taught in the synagogue, which means teaching is for the believer. Come on, somebody. Teaching is for the believer. Teaching actually explains what has been proclaimed. In other words, you can go to church and get preached to, but if you don't have no teaching foundation, it will be difficult for you to walk out what you've been preached to. That's another sermon, but praise the Lord. That's good, though. Amen. All right, people of God, let's get right into the word tonight. You are going to be richly and blessed. So tonight, I'm teaching something. I had something else. But, you know, as I go in prayer, the Lord says, this is I want you to minister. And so my responsibility is to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. And so tonight I want to minister to you a message entitled, write this down, The Ordinary Made to Become Extraordinary. Write that down. The ordinary may to become extraordinary. I'm going to tell you why. Now, why is that important for you and I to understand? Because here go. Number one, this is the first reason why, is because the limitations and the restrictions have been removed from your life. Ooh, come on, somebody. The limitations and restrictions have been removed from your life. Any limitation, any restriction, any path of you fulfilling what God has called you to do, God himself has removed it. My God, hallelujah. Any limitation, restriction, obstacle, or impediment that's present in your way, I want to let you know the Spirit of the living God has actually removed it so you can have a clear path to move forward in what you are called and anointed to do. Hallelujah. So the second reason is because you're not normal. Hello. You are not normal. You have to understand that you are extraordinary. You are supernatural. And God has called you to operate on a whole nother realm, a whole nother dimension. Amen. And most of the time, you and I have allowed our circumstance, our situation, to put restrictions and limitations on what we can actually do for the glory and honor of Jesus Christ. But I declare to you tonight, your mind is going to be renewed. Amen. Let's get into the word. Don't have a lot of time, but I got to get you to go real quickly. Three passages of scriptures. Isaiah chapter 61, beginning at verse 1. Then we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. And then we're going to go to Matthew chapter 26, 6 through 13. Again, Isaiah 61, beginning at verse 1. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. All right, let's get there. Then we'll go to Ephesians 3:20 and then Matthew 26, 6 through 13. I'll give you those scriptures as we go along. Isaiah chapter 61, beginning at verse 1. Again, the message is the ordinary made to become extraordinary. What you and I have to understand, you and I are already have entered into an extraordinary encounter. When you have crossed over, we have already crossed over 5784. Rosh Hashanah has passed now, and we are already in the new year. Amen. And so God is telling me to tell you that now he is going to bring the extraordinary up and out of you. But there is a reason why, and it is because it comes by reason of the assignment. And in order for you to fulfill that assignment, there must be a specific anointing in order for you to fulfill it. Glory be to God. Isaiah 61, look what the Bible says. The scripture says in Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. You better make it personal. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and to opening of the prison to them that are bound. Verse 2, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, and to comfort all souls that mourn. If you look what's going on in our nation today, there's a lot of mourning today. There's a lot of mourning today, but I want to let you know that the Spirit of God has anointed you tonight to remove the mourning. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, they about to wake up in the morning without no mourning. No, you missed what I just said. They are going to wake up early in the morning because the Bible says his mercy is a new what? Every morning. So in the morning, that spirit of mourning is about to leave. Why? Because the spirit of the Lord is upon you because the Lord has anointed you. The Lord has anointed you. Now, the spirit of the Lord coming upon you is a case that there is an anointing upon you. Oh, God, don't miss what I just said. The spirit of the Lord coming upon you is a sign and an indication that you have already been anointed. You don't have to go to Bible school. You don't have to get a lot of degrees in order to become anointed. No, you are anointed because the Spirit of God is upon you. First of all, when Jesus saved you, he placed his Spirit within you. And now your responsibility is to learn how to get the Spirit of God from within you to come upon you. Oh, God, because the anointing within you is for relationship, but the anointing that comes upon you is for an assignment. No, I got to say it again. Glory to God. Yes, Lord, I'll say it again. The anointing, when you got the Spirit of God, he came on the inside of you, enhanced your intimate relationship with him. That's what that anointing is for. The Spirit of God on the inside of you. It is to enhance and bring closer that intimacy with him through fellowship, through prayer, through worship, all those things. But now you and I have to understand there is a responsibility. There is a part that you and I play in the role. And that part is we have to now yield to the Holy Spirit so he can take the anointing within us and place it upon us. And when that anointing comes upon you, it is for you to do something. It's not for you to feel goosebumps. It's not for you to just, oh, God, I feel your presence. Thank God for his presence. But there is a work now that must now be done. There's some work in the kingdom of God that you and I are called to do. Now, let's go to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. I'm telling you, I know you got understanding of that. Amen. Remember, the Bible says, let me go say this real quick before we go to Ephesians 3. Verse 2, it says, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. There are some things, thank you, Holy Ghost, that God is going to give you through the word tonight that you're going to proclaim. You are going to proclaim in the acceptable year. This upcoming year, this year that you just stepped into, 5784, there are some things that God is going to put in your mouth that you are going to proclaim, that's going to bring revival, that's going to bring revolution, that's going to bring transformation, and it's going to happen not just because God said it, because you said what God said. It's going to happen because you got the word on the inside of you. You heard his voice and you said what he told you to. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. My God. Rebo Shandelima. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. Give me 1 minute. Let me get there. Hallelujah. Lord, I bless your name. Ephesians chapter 3, and beginning at verse 20. Now, listen, people of God, I need you to really pay attention to the word, because the word has to come alive to you tonight in order for you to receive the fullness of what God has called you to do. The Bible says, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, look at the word. The Bible says, look at your Bible. Don't just listen to my voice. I need you to read it in the scripture. The Bible says, now to him who is able to do what? Exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. Here's the part I want you to understand. According to the power that works in us. According to the power that works where? In us. The power works in us. The power works in us. I want you to write that down. The power works in us. And the power that works in us is to help you, just like it did with Jesus, to do exceedingly abundantly. To do, for you to step into the exceedingly abundantly part of your God-given assignment. It works in you. It works in you. But listen to this. Even though it works in you, it does something for God. Here it go. According to the power that works in us, to him be the glory. To him be the glory. To him be the glory. In other words, when the power begins to work through you, he's going to get the glory. Even though the power is working through you, you don't get no glory. No, come on, you're missing it. Come on, don't miss the word of God tonight. Even though the power is operating in you, the Bible says, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever, to ever and ever. To him be all the glory. I said this, and it bears repeating. The Lord told me this when I first got introduced to the person of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit spoke to me, and I want to give it to you. As long as you give Jesus the glory, you will never cease to walk in the glory. As long as you give Jesus all the glory, you'll never cease to walk in it. You will never cease to walk in it. Amen. Now, let's go to Matthew chapter 26, verse 6. Man, I'm telling you, I'm laying foundation right now. Once you get the foundation, you can start building. Hallelujah. Whatever you want to build for the glory of God, you got the blueprint. Right now, you are getting the blueprint on how things are supposed to be built. Matthew 26, hallelujah. Reba solabandelima. Man, I'm telling you, this anointing is going to increase tonight, people of God. Get ready. Matthew 26, beginning at verse number 6. Hallelujah. Mamando fraha. Hallelujah. Let me get to Matthew 26. Thank you, Lord. Beginning at verse 6. All right, here we go. Look what the Bible says. This is the anointing that happened at Bethany. Amen. Remember, the ordinary made to become extraordinary, and it requires an anointing to get your assignment done. The Bible says, and when Jesus was in Bethany at the house of Simon, the leper, a woman came to him having an alabaster flask of very costly fragrant oil, and she poured on his head. She poured that expensive oil on his head as he sat at the table, but when his disciples saw it, they were indignant. I want to let you know there are some religious people that's going to be upset when you start pouring oil on the master's feet, on the master's head. When you start moving in this anointing, when you start moving, there are some people, religious people in church that's going to be indignant. Why is God using her instead of me? I've been here for 5 years, and I ain't been used. I haven't got the position. Tell them, listen, this is the time to be celebrated, not tolerated. Amen. And one of the reasons why there are so many people in the church today, God is not using them, is because they're sitting there warming the pews. They come to warm the pews, and they're not taking what the man or woman of God is preaching and going out there to the world and doing the assignment. Because your assignment is not in church. It's what you do in the world. So she took this flask of oil, poured it on the head of Jesus as he sat at a table. And when the disciples saw it, they were indignant. Listen, saying, why this way? I'm telling you, hear the word of the Lord. Let me speak prophetically. In this hour, in this season, there will be no wasted oil. There will be no wasted oil. There will be no wasted oil. The anointing will not be wasted on flesh. Glory to God. Why this way? For this fragrant oil might have been sold for much and given to the poor. But when Jesus was aware of it, when he discerned it, he said to them, why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, but me you do not have always. For in pouring this oil, this fragrant anointing oil on my body, she did it for my burial. Assuredly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her. In other words, God saying, just like it happened for the woman, it's going to happen for you. Whatever you do for the glory of God, whatever you do for the kingdom of God, is as a memorial. Wherever the gospel is preached, what you do under the anointing, what you do with the glory of God, what you do in the power of God, it's going to be a memorial. It's going to be a memorial. And God is going to be glorified, but you will spearhead a move of God. You will spearhead a revival. I'm not talking about these old revivals. I'm talking about the new one that you are going to begin. I feel that anointing is coming. I'm telling you, the anointing is going to increase as I'm ministering. So get your hands up and get ready to receive, because it's going to hit at any moment. Stay ready, and you don't have to get ready. So I want to let you know that wherever the gospel is preached in the whole world, what you do is going to be remembered. What you do is going to be remembered. And in other words, CBN, ABC News, I'm telling you, what you do for the glory of God is going to now be unveiled and revealed. And it's not so you can be seen. It's so that they can know that the God that is using you can be glorified. So the God that is using you, that has anointed you, can be lifted up and celebrated. Jesus has to be celebrated. Jesus, the living God, has all focuses on Jesus. But I'm telling you, you will become that vessel. You will become that in these days. That anointing is coming upon you in a way that you have not yet known. So wherever the gospel is preached, when you start preaching, it's going to be remembered. Hallelujah. Now, how do I become an extraordinary vessel of God meant for the master you? There are three main dimensions and degrees of the anointing that God will trust to you, the believer. In other words, God is getting you in a place right now. All the stuff you're going through, all the trials, all the hardship, all the difficulties, all the things that you don't even understand, why is it happening? Why is the devil attacking my finances? It is to get you into a place and a position where God can now trust you. You wonder why the devil attacking you, but you don't see God behind the scenes. A lot of stuff that is happening is not the devil. It's God. God, Elabu Rama. God is behind a lot of stuff that's happening with you. He's trying to get you prepared to be used by him, because you are too busy looking in the natural and not the spirit. But when you look in the spirit, you will see the victory. You will see yourself as an overcomer of everything that you are going through. Everything that you are presently dealing with, you are already an overcomer. And it's not going to happen until you start saying so. When you start saying, I'm going through this, but I'm coming out greater. I'm coming out with a greater glory. I'm coming out with a greater anointing. I'm coming out with greater fire. I'm coming out with a greater prayer life. I'm coming with a greater passion for souls. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm preaching better than you shouting. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right, here we go. There are three distinct anointings. Number one is the anointing with measure. The anointing with measure. I want you to write that down. The anointing with measure. There are different measures of that anointing, and the anointing can be measured. And I'm going to share this with you, and you got to get it. The anointing with measure. Write that down. The anointing with measure. What is this anointing? Let's get there. This anointing. The true anointing from God can be measured. The true anointing of God can be measured. The anointing of God upon a believer enables the believer to do the works of Jesus. The anointing of God enables you to do the works of Jesus. John chapter 14, verse 12. John 14, verse 12. John 14, verse 12, let me read it. I could quote it, but I need to read it. John 14, verse 12, Look what the Bible says. Most assuredly I say to you, this is the words of Jesus. He who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to the Father. Get prepared for the greater work. Get ready. Why am I going to do the greater works? Why? Because now Jesus is with the Father. And now that Jesus is with the Father, he has sent you the power of the Godhead. The power of the Godhead is the Holy Spirit. The power of the Godhead is the Holy Spirit. And when you learn to fellowship, when you get acquainted, when you get to know the person of the Holy Spirit, he will begin to communicate how he will use you to dispense his power. And I'm telling you, there will be a greater grace, a greater power, a greater glory that will fall upon the believer as they yield to the person of the Holy Spirit. And that anointing is with measure. Glory to God. Okay? Stay with me. Now, that anointing, listen, here go. Here's the part I want you to understand. This anointing will increase as you, the believer, grows from grace to grace and glory to glory. I'm going to say that again. This specific anointing with measure, it will increase as you, the believer, go from faith to faith, as you increase in faith, as you increase in believing God. It will increase in grace. Remember, grace is what? The enabling power of God. And then it will go from the grace of God to the glory of God. So as your faith increases, so will the level or dimension of that anointing. As your faith increase, as the grace increase, so will the anointing. As your faith increase, as the grace increase, so will that anointing. Anointing will lead you into the glory. The anointing leads you into the glory, but you got to increase in faith. Well, prophet of God, how do I increase in faith? You need more words. What is distracting you from reading your Bible? What is distracting you from the Word? What is so important on social media that God can't pull you aside to yourself and say, I need you to get in the Word because there are some things I'm ready to increase on your life? What is so important in the world? What's so important on your job that, listen, when you get home, you can't spend an hour. Jesus said, can you not tarry with me 1 hour? Can you spend 1 hour in prayer? Can you spend 1 hour in the Word? Why? Because God has increased on his mind. Oh, God, help me, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has increased on his mind. He wants to increase you. He wants to increase you. He wants you to decrease so he can increase what's on you in depth. Okay, I'm not talking about physical death. I'm talking about death to your flesh. Glory to God. All right, let's keep going. We got ground to cover. Amen. Now, this is the part I want you to understand. Thank you, Jesus. There are certain principles to move into the measureless anointing. The first begins with a measure of the anointing. There has to begin a measure of the anointing. Now, listen to this. Pay attention. God does not give an anointing without measure immediately. I'm going to say it again. God is not going to give you an anointing without measure immediately. Well, how do I get it, man of God? I'm about to tell you. You and I must be tested. You must be proven. And there must be faithfulness shown by way of the fruit that happens in your life. I'm going to say it again, glory to God. You and I, if we are going to operate in a measure immediately, remember a lot of times the Bible says when Jesus did something, immediately they were healed. Immediately they were delivered. If you want to get into the immediate things, listen, you are going to have to go through the level of testing. You're going to have to be proved. And you're going to have to be found faithful. And there has to be some fruit in your life. In other words, there has to be fruit come by way of hardship, difficult, trial, tribulation. And if you can learn during those hardship, trial, tribulation to worship instead of whining or worrying or complaining like the children of Israel, God will increase you. He will increase what's on your life. And that's why sometimes when the Bible says we have to put a muzzle on our mouth, it's really to stop the murmuring. It's really to stop the complaining. Lord, why am I going through this? Sometimes that's a complaint to God. Instead of saying, Lord, I don't know what you're doing, but I thank you. I'm coming out greater. I'm coming out. There's something on the other side of this hardship. There's something on the other side of this difficult. Something as great as coming out of this, and I thank you for it. If you will, oh, God, I feel the Holy Ghost. There he is again. Lift up your hands. He's already moving. I'm telling you, as you begin to praise him and thank him, when is the last time you thank God for trials and tribulations? We don't want to hear that because they can't conceive that. So, Lord, you want me to thank you for what I'm going through? Absolutely. Why? Because there's another side to it. There is another side to the difficult. There's another side to the hardship. There's another side to the trials and the tribulation. I'm telling you, what's on the other side? There's some fruit. There's some fruit on the other side. I'm telling you, there's fruit. Amen. A lot of people want the gifts of the Spirit in operation, but they ain't cultivated no fruit of the Spirit. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to say that again. A lot of people want the gifts of the Spirit. Lord, I want to use me in the power of God. I want the power to flow. Listen, if you ain't got no fruit, you ain't getting no gifts. Hello? The Bible says the gifts of God are without repentance. Yes, you have a gift. Yes, the grace of God. That's because of the grace. It has nothing to do with your giftedness. Has nothing to do with your education. Has nothing to do with how many degrees you got. How many times you went to Bible college. Has nothing to do with that. It has to do with his grace, his mercy, his grace. He loves you and he's giving you something because you don't deserve it. Unmerited. You can't earn it. God gave it to you. But he gives it to you because he knows there is some fruit. See, fruit will help you keep what you cultivate. Fruit, the fruit of the Spirit will keep the gifts of the Spirit in operation. Man, this is good stuff tonight. Oh, I need you to really hear the word of God tonight. I'm telling you, the fruit of the Spirit will keep the gifts of the Spirit in operation. In other words, if you ain't got no love in your life, you know, you're going through stuff, you can't even love the people that's persecuting you. You can't pray for them. You can't be kind to them. You got to be kind to them. You got to have long suffering and patience and goodness and meekness and faithfulness. I'm telling you, when the fruit is evident, the gifts will be evident. Lord, help me to get through this because this anointing is increasing and ministering. Hallelujah. Even tonight, it's coming on you tonight. All right, come on. Let's get ready. Now, God will download and deposit the anointing in the believer life to a certain level based on how you are faithful to it and how you function in it. How you are faithful to it and how you function in it. If you're not faithful to it and not functioning in it, why should God increase? If you are not faithful to it and you're not functioning in it, in that specific anointing, then God has no room to increase it. Next, as a believer, you must honor. Here you go. You must honor and learn to be sensitive to the anointing that you receive if you want to move more in it. You must honor it, and you must learn to be sensitive to it. You want it to increase. Listen, it is your responsibility and each individual believer to grow and develop in the anointing that God places on their life. That's not God's responsibility. It's yours. As you grow fruit, as you are faithful, as you are sensitive, if you are seeking the Lord, glory to God, then guess what? By that action, by that faithfulness, by that cultivate, by that intimacy with God, it will increase. God will do it, but it will be predicated on what you do. It's predicated on what you do. God is looking for what you're doing. And a lot of people in the body of Christ say, well, I'm waiting on the Lord. No, 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 you ain't waiting on God. God waiting on you. You've been sitting in the pews for too long. It's time for you to get up out of the pews and take the word that you from the man and woman of God that's preached to you every week and go to the world and do something. Start doing something in the marketplace. Start doing something on your job. You want increase in finances? Start ministering to some souls on the job. I'm telling you, supernatural breakthrough in finances will hit your bank account. Hear me prophetically. The Bible says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. He is speaking through the prophet to the church even now. And so you got to take what you are hearing, and you got to begin to do something with it. I got to keep moving on because this is good stuff. Hallelujah. The level of increase is based upon your growth, trial period, your trial period. You know, a lot of times when you sign up for something, they give you what's called a trial period. Hallelujah. Your fruitfulness, your faithfulness. Hallelujah. Now, and then God will increase it unto the place where it will get anointed without measure. The anointing, I want you to write down, the next one, the next dimension is the anointing without measure. You just seen what it costs to get the anointing with measure. Now the anointing without measure. Let me get to this. Glory to God. The anointing without measure, glory to God, is the fullest potential of the anointing, is the anointing without measure, which is the same anointing that was upon Jesus when he was on the earth. The anointing without measure is the anointing that God gave to Jesus. And guess what? You said, well, that was for Jesus. No, no, no. It wasn't just for Jesus. Jesus was our example of someone who walked in it, who flowed in it. But that anointing is available to every born-again believer. Hello, glory to God. You can walk in the fullest potential of it. Here we go. Now, how do I get this anointing? You ready for this? Oh, a lot of people don't want to get to this one because this is going to cost you something. There's a price to pay for this anointing. Oh, God, what is the price, man of God? Let me tell you what it is. Only be increased when you have surrendered your will in the Garden of Gethsemane. Oh, blessed be the name. This anointing will only increase, as the Spirit of the Lord, when you surrender your will in the Garden of Gethsemane. Remember, before Jesus was able to go to the cross, before Jesus was able to take up his cross, he had to make a pit stop in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he had to surrender his will. We talk about the Son of God, the one who was not just operating as the Son of God in the earth. He was operating as the Son of Man, the Son of Adam. He was operating as the Son of Man. Amen. And Jesus had to go to the Garden of Gethsemane and surrender his will. That's why he said, Father, if there's any other way to redeem mankind, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Oh, people of God, this is the place that you got to get to. You got to get a nevertheless. Nevertheless, not what I want, God. Not my will, God, but your will be done. And majority of the body of Christ is not there. the majority of people in the body of Christ is not there, and that's why the devil is constantly beating you up one side and down the other. Because you have not said yes. You have not surrendered your will. It's still what you want, not what God wants. And then you got the audacity to go in prayer and ask God to increase the anointing on your life. I don't think so. God will only increase what you surrender. Glory to God. God will only increase what you surrender. If you have not surrendered, there will be no increase. If you have not surrendered to the will and purpose of God, if you have not surrendered your will to his will, there will be no increase. And God will hold you and I accountable. There will be a day that you and I will stand before the living God and give an account. And God will say to you, what did you do with what I placed on your life? What did you do with what I have entrusted to you? What have you done with what I made you a steward over? And God cannot bring you into ownership until you are a faithful steward. Man, I'm preaching better than you shouting. This ain't nothing but the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Now, the believer in this dimension of anointing without measure is where the believer does the greater work. The greater work. I'm talking about casting serious devils out. I'm talking about limbs going out. I'm talking about raising the dead. Raising the dead. I'm telling you, this is what back in the day, Captain Coleman and all the generals were mighty used of God who did it. That was the price. Amen. And guess what? God is no respecter of persons. God will use you to the capacity for which you believe. If you could believe, the Bible says, all things is possible to those that believe. To those that believe, what are you presently believing? What are you presently believing God for? I'm not talking about finance. I'm not talking about how to get your rent paid. I'm talking about strategies on how to change your nation, how to change your community, how to stop gang violence, how to stop drive-by shooting in your neighborhood. I'm talking about strategies in prayer that as you get before God, God will give you an open vision. God will show you in a dream what he intends to do through you. If you would make yourself available, I'm telling you, God does not anoint people who are not available. God only anoints available vessels. He doesn't anoint gifted vessels. He anoints available vessels. If you're not available, you will not see that type of anointing. God is serious when it comes to what he purposed to do in you and through you. And one of the reasons why is because you are made in his likeness and his image. In his likeness and his image. People of God, I want you to know, in this hour, in this season, prepare for God to now remove limitations, restrictions are coming off for you. Hallelujah. We're going to pick this up next time we get together because I'm feeling the anointing and God's ready to anoint some people right now. Hallelujah. I got one more thing to share and then I'm going to pray and the anointing is going to come upon you. And I'm telling you, as you grow in knowledge of what I'm going to teach through this series, you are going to be amazed how the Spirit of God used you. Because the Bible declares, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. If you don't get information on what to flow in, you won't flow in it. You won't walk in it. You won't begin to move in what you are ignorant of. And that's where fear is birthed. Fear is birthed in ignorance. Whatever. God, if you don't know about the anointing, when it starts falling, you will fear it. Frame from it. And God said, I don't need you to move back. I need you to move forward. But the spirit of fear will come in and begin to bring your mindset to the place of unbelief. But I'm declaring to you tonight, you have a foundation, and you are going to grow from faith to faith and glory to glory in the name of Jesus. Let me pray, and the anointing is coming. Let me share one more thing. Hallelujah. Now, the anointing that is given in this season will be to prepare you for greater assignment, greater ministry. That's Psalms 89, verse 18 through 28. Don't have time to read that. When you get the chance, read it on your own. Psalms 89, 18 through 28. In other words, the anointing will establish you in the ministry, and the anointing will introduce strength to your ministry. I'm going to say that again. During that time, when you walk in a greater anointing, greater ministry, the anointing will establish you in ministry. You must, first of all, be established in ministry, and then the anointing will introduce strength to that ministry. Your ministry will be sustained by the anointing. When other people's ministry is folding, when other ministry is crashing because of COVID and all the stuff that the government trying to conjure up, I'm telling you, your anointing will be sustained. Why? Because you learn to trust in the head of that ministry. You are not the head of it. Jesus is the head. Last time I read my Bible, Jesus is the head of the church, not your preacher. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so I want to pray for you, and we're going to unmute. And then listen, if God give me a word for somebody, it's coming in full force. But I'm telling you, the greatest, listen, thank you, Lord. I'll say that, Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord. Your greatest act of worship to God, your great act of ministry in this hour and season is your surrender. It's your surrender. You know, when you walk in the street and the police say, put up your hands, that means it's time to surrender. Time to give up. Give up everything that you've been doing, everything you thought about doing. I'm surrender. God, I'm surrender. And tonight, this is the first step. This is the first thing we're going to do tonight. We are going to surrender. I'm telling you, your greatest act of surrender is the foundation for God getting ready to increase you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you and I declare and decree tonight a night of strategy. God, I have given your people exactly what you have given me to give them. I have given them your word, and I pray tonight that every hearer will hear your word and receive that which you have purposed and ordained for their life. I declare now the anointing, the burden removing, yoke destroying power of God fall fresh now upon them. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I decree the anointing come upon you right now in the name of Jesus. And you don't have to feel nothing in order for it to know it's descending. I'm telling you by the word of the Lord, that anointing is coming upon you in the name of Jesus. And if you surrender to it, you will feel something in the name of Jesus. So right now, wherever you are, if you are sitting in a bath or if you're anywhere, lift up your hands right now and just begin to declare. I don't have to hear you. God needs to hear you. Father,
I want you to hear. I want you to hear
a fresh anointing.
Start here. Start here. They can call me. They can call me the pastor. They can call me the whatever. Start here. So since we are going to petition prayer, I was crying out. My phone was on mute. I'm crying out. You didn't even hear me. I was like, pray. Start here. If you're going to pray for anybody, that other people understand, this is not about authority or positions or titles. This
That's
is
right.
about
Come
prayer.
On.
And if we are going to really be unified together, it has to start with somebody.
That's right. Come on.
Start with me. Start with EC. Start with the Now Church California. Start with P2P. Start with my personal life. And pray the anointing that can flow for everyone else.
Amen. Let me do that right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare right now upon this ministry right now, Father God, I declare P2P, Father God, on the Now Church right now, Father, on Pastor E right now, I declare that anointing in the name of Jesus, it starts right now. And I declare that is a new foundation being built in the name of Jesus, and there are new strategies that's coming in the name of Jesus, and let it flow from him. Let it flow from that ministry, and every person that is connected to that assignment, to that ministry, let it hit their life.
Jesus.
Let their life be transformed.
Pull
let their life be changed. Let the power of God come upon them, and let revival begin there in Jesus' name. I declare it, and it shall be exactly as we have prayed it in Jesus' name.
In agreement, in Jesus' name. Now, somebody else out there now, one anointing is not for one person. That anointing that's on the man of God is for everybody on this broadcast. Dial one now. Connect with it. I know some things out there you're believing for. I know some things out there you've been waiting for. I know some things that you need. You need some connection for. Dial one right now. Area code 424 8169. Hey.
I'm here, Pastor.
Welcome in, Pastor Sergio.
Yes, sir.
Prophet.
Amen. Man of God, let me ask you, what are right now, what are you believing God, and what do you feel as an error that's hindering you from stepping into what God has called you? Because as I pray for you, it's going to change immediately.
Mm, Jesus, come on. Immediately. When? Now.
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 Come on, speak, man of God.
I'm praying God for ministry expansion together with my parents. I want to grow biblically. I want to grow materially. With my apostle Edward, and we want to grow his ministry to preach the gospel, and we want to keep on opening more convalescent homes to take the good news where people don't want to go, where pastors don't want to go. At least God has put in my heart and pray for those elderly people who are in the process of leaving this world and giving them a word, and God has put in my spirit just take the ministry to the you know, take it out the four walls and take it to the world. Take it to every corner, you know, just take it out there, you know.
Higher.
Amen.
Higher.
Let me tell you real quickly what I'm hearing. Let me tell you what I hear the Lord saying. I hear the Lord saying, man of God, you're in a place where he has called you. And God is saying to tell you that he is going to increase your hunger. He is going to increase your vision. He is going to now show you more. He is about to let you know there's more in store. And God is saying because you have a teachable spirit, because you are teachable, because you are hungry, because you want more of God, because you
are ready in a place
to receive from him, God is telling me to tell you, get ready. He's about to increase you. He's about to expand you. You are about to be expanded. You are going to be increased. And I'm telling you, as you get ready to cross over in this next year, people won't even recognize you, says the Spirit of the Lord. That is the word of the Lord for you.
Oh, man. Thank you, Pastor.
I have to interject. I have to interject, Prophet David, because Pastor Sergio was sent by God. And we've been working together in a week and have already seen spectacular things already coming forth. And it's just confirmation. And Pastor Sergio, I did not have a conversation about you with Prophet David. But just that confirmation that you're in the right place. You're not going to know yourself in 3 months. And Prophet David, they have been sent to our ministry that we're already working together and doing some things that we're going to even involve you in. So understand that anointing is in place right now. Thank you for being honest. Thank you for being honest, both of you.
Thank you. Well, we cannot lie, Pastor. You know what I mean? This is straight connection from the Lord, and I'm being obedient. You know, I could just not be in this connection, and ignore the voice of the Lord, but you know, it's, you know, it's telling me, hey, you gotta stick to it. You gotta stick to it. It's what I'm sending you to, you know.
That's right. You guys better get ready. Pastor Sergio is gonna have his own international broadcast here on the Now Network. God just said it. Thank you, my brother. Anybody else out there?
Thank
dial
you.
One right now. Coming to the conversation. Need prayer. You need confirmation, or you just need to just acknowledge the man of God for being who he called him to be. Dial one. I just want to say, brother, you on it. You are on fire, and I'm blessed to be in covenant with you and to be in the same prophetic, spiritual, and anointed realm that God has called us to be. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, you are live. Come on in. We are here in The Truth That Transforms Now with Prophet David.
Hallelujah. Truth transfers now. Yeah,
wait, you started with the highest praise. You started
Hallelujah.
With the highest praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hey,
oh.
Thank you tonight, Jesus. Prophet Armstrong, hallelujah, Jesus. Are you there? Can you hear me?
I'm here. I hear you, woman of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. What an awesome, awesome teaching on tonight. Thank you, man of God, for such awesome teaching on the anointing. I'm sitting here, listen at every word you say. Listen about how you're talking about the anointing. The anointing makes a difference in our lives. It makes a big difference in our lives. And I know what it has done for me. I know God called me. I know he chosen me. And I want to thank you for such an awesome, awesome, mighty, powerful word of God. It's something you said while you was ministering. You talked about Ephesians 3:20, that we could do exceeding abundantly all that we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. You let us know tonight that the power is working within us. Not to glorify us, but to glorify my God. Hallelujah.
Hey, hallelujah.
That was awesome. Keep teaching, keep preaching, and keep building that word of God until you get a well done from God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I want to ask you one thing. Could you pray for me tonight? Because we all need prayer.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the woman of God. I thank you, Lord. Lord, you said when two or more agree concerning any one thing that they shall ask, it shall be done in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Father.
And God, woman of God, let me, I hear the word of the Lord already coming to me. And the Spirit of God is telling me to tell you, because of your faithfulness, because you are going to see another dimension of the fruit of God. You're going to see the power of God. God is about to increase your capacity. God says he's about to change your wineskin. You are about to go to another realm, another dimension,
yes,
because of your faithfulness. And because you have been faithful to God, you are going to see another side of his faithfulness. God is going to tell you in your private prayer time that there,
yes,
he's going to show you things that he doesn't show everybody, because he can trust you, because you
Come on,
can
Jesus.
Be trusted. And because you can be trusted, God can increase what's on your life, because you are not one of those who every time you hear, you're quickly to share it. God says, no, hold on to what I've shown you, because
yes,
something,
oh,
there's a timing in which you can share it.
Yes.
And God says, you've been faithful to that. Get ready for the hand of God to come upon you in a way that's going to increase the anointing that you're already walking in. That's the word of the Lord.
Prophesy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Prophesy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Prophesy.
Woo.
Now, prophet, since we're being transparent tonight, You have just prophesied to a woman of God that was on the operation table, getting ready to go under anesthesia, and looked up at the doctor and said, hey, before you put that on me, can I do a mini sermon? She preached to the doctor. She preached to the nurses. She preached to the anesthetics. Went up there and came out already healed, but it was just so dynamic that her said she looked at the doctor and said, can I do a mini sermon?
Yes, Lord. I did.
And she did it. And she did it. That's who you just prophesied, Evangelist Virginia Valentine out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I told that story the other day, and somebody said, what? I said, man, we prayed over the whole hospital. We prayed over the whole hospital. She looked at the doctor and said, can I preach?
Lord.
Woo, Jesus.
And one of the reasons why that is, woman of God, because there is a boldness that God has placed upon you.
Yes,
you
sir.
Are, listen, hear the word of the Lord. God told me to tell you that you are one of those who will not compromise. You will
That's
not
it.
Compromise. Ooh, you will preach the word of God no matter who's around. I'm telling you, and let me tell you, every time you preach, woman of God, you make, listen, you are one of those who always eject devils.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hey, hallelujah. And God told me to tell you, your worship, you are a praiser. You are a praiser. You love to praise God. And God says the praise that you send up is what creates the atmosphere for the miracles that you're seeing. You are a praiser. The Lord told me to tell you, you love to praise God, and that is the blueprint for which God has called you. As you praise God, it prepares you to preach. Mm. Your praise and worship is what prepares you to preach the word of God.
Come on, speak, prophet. Speak, prophet.
Ooh, Jesus,
she needs this. This is for her. This is her birthday month. This is the time.
Yes.
And she's, look, and it's 11:13 where she's at.
Yes, sir.
It's 8:13 where we at. It's 11:13 and she's still up.
Because there's no time or distance in the spirit realm. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
Woo! Hey,
oh, hallelujah. We thank God for you, evangelist. We thank God for
thank
you.
God
because
for
you already know.
Thank
you already
God
know.
For you, Pastor Edward E. Habiter.
We already know. You already know.
Yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah, Ooh. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're gonna go to our next caller. We're gonna come back because I know prophet is gonna initiate that last falling off. But let's go to the next caller. We got you, evangelist. Area code 562. Last 4-1-3-5-4. Come on in. Get involved. This is that time.
Hi. I want to ask for prayer for my children and myself.
Sister Regina.
My God.
Sister Regina.
Amen. Amen. This is my sister. Oh, I love it. I love it. Amen.
That's my
Amen.
Sister.
Yeah, that, I know. I know that. But
that's
this is my
sister.
Sister. Minute, I love it. I love it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord,
name
I thank
Jesus.
You.
Thank
I thank you. For Regina Armstrong, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for your love.
Thank you,
I thank you for your purpose. I thank you for what you are doing in the name of Jesus. And I hear the word of the Lord. The Spirit of God will say to you, woman of God, the sufferings of this present time, the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed. For God has allowed you to go through some things. But it is to position you, it is to prepare you, it is to equip you for where God is taking you. I hear the word of the Lord saying that in this season, he is writing a new chapter to your book. He is writing a new chapter to your life. Your
Thank you.
Life
Thank you, Father.
Will be a bestseller. In the days
Thank you.
To come, God is writing your life. He is writing in the sands of time. And God says your life will be a book that will speak to many, but it's predicated on what you go through and how you praise him while you're in it, says the Spirit of the Lord. As you
Thank
in
you,
it,
Father.
As you praise him, you will come out like pure gold, says the Lord. You
Thank
will
you,
come
Father.
Out you and your children. God's hand is upon you. His hand is upon your children. And the Lord will say to you, no weapon that formed against you or your children shall prosper.
No weapon.
The Lord.
Jesus.
No
thank
weapon.
Lord.
No weapon.
No weapon.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm.
Lord, thank you, Lord.
In that name.
The Lord said to tell you also, be still and know I'm God. Be
Amen.
Still and know I'm God. God is going to speak to you through a dream, and God is going to show you some things, and God is going to tell you, draw near to me. He's going to actually speak to you through a dream, and then the dream is going to be crystal clear, and God is going to use that dream to draw you closer to him.
Jesus.
Get ready to go to another level of intimacy with Jesus.
Mm. Mm.
That's the word of the Lord.
Amen. May I interject as well?
Go ahead, woman.
There are some people that are even maybe on the line, and there's just people in the body of Christ that are literally stuck. They want to move forward. They want the anointing. But somehow and somewhere in their life, they are stuck. Is there a prayer that we can pray towards their direction, you know, to get them unstuck?
Absolutely. Now, one of the things that's very, listen, I got to say this perfectly as the Lord has told me. Becoming unstuck is predicated on their surrender. I'm going to say that again. One of the prayers that you're to pray is, Lord, I surrender. That's it. Lord, I'm telling you what the Holy Spirit said. God, I surrender. Your surrender to the purpose of God, to what you are presently dealing with, God is what's going to get you unstuck, and I hear the Lord say, on the other side is your victory, or the other side is your breakthrough. There are some walls that are crumbling at this very moment as you surrender to the Spirit of God. Mm. That is the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Mm.
Your surrender is what gets you unstuck, and there is breakthrough. And I'm telling you, your greatest breakthrough is on the other side of that. There are going to be angels that are going to remove every obstacle and impediment out of your way starting tonight.
Oh, Rabbi, sorry. Oh, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
The word of the Lord.
Oh, yes, God.
Oh, isn't God good? Man. If you ask him, he will deliver. Come on, we got a couple more minutes left. 10 minutes to be exact. If somebody else is out there, you've been wanting to push one. You haven't done it yet. There's still an opportunity for you to get involved with this. And that may be that one person, prophet, that don't even know how they got here. They don't even believe in Jesus. But they got here and they were sent here that they can hear the truth that sets free. Dial one right now. And you don't have to talk to us in live with all of the hundreds of people listening. We have a green room that you can confidentially speak with us on an anonymous basis at any time here at the Now Network, but the word of God has went forth. Well, amen, amen. No more hands have raised.
I'm going to put it back to you,
Prophet.
Okay. I'm getting a word for someone. There's a woman. I don't know if someone you've been praying for their salvation. I don't know if it's a family member or whatever. The Lord is not telling, but the Lord is telling me that you've been praying for someone's salvation, and the Lord is telling me to tell you that God is bringing them to the place of their surrender to his will. You have been crying out to God for their soul to come to Jesus. And the Spirit of God is telling me he is bringing them to the place of their surrender. And the Lord is telling me to tell you, you don't need to pray about it no more. If you thank God for their soul, you will see the salvation of their soul. Hear me, hear me, hear me. Hear the Spirit of the Lord. The Lord says you don't need to pray about it no more. That thing is settled. I'm telling you, God is dealing with their soul at this very moment, says the Spirit of the Lord. That is the word of the Lord for somebody on here. I'm telling you, the Lord. I wish the Lord would give your name, but I see your face.
You're talking to me. I'm talking about hundreds of thousands are coming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you just spoke that. The hundreds of thousands right now, I'm released from. I feel such a burst releasing off of me. Hundreds of thousands are coming to Jesus right now that I have prayed for.
Right now, right now.
I have prayed for under bridges. I have prayed for in the shelters. I have prayed for on Skid Row. I prayed for in Houston. And they hundreds of thousands. I'm just so light right now. I'm going to go to the gym.
Oh, hallelujah.
Go to the gym, family.
No, I'm serious. I'm telling you, when he said that, that was a release because I have prayed for so many to come to Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know that old fork load that you just sow the seed, baby, somebody else water. I know. I think when I sow that I'm supposed to water, I'm supposed to cultivate, I'm supposed to stay with them until they get there, and you just release
you
me
come on,
until they
come
got
on,
there.
Yes, Lord.
He says, if I can lift it up, all men will be drawn unto me. Thank you, Jesus, for using me again.
Yes, Lord.
So it don't have to be for nobody else. I'm
That's
talking
right.
About
absolutely. Absolutely.
Talking. I know you see it. I know you see it in the visionary realm.
Yeah.
I'm talking about hundreds of thousands are coming to Jesus because you just released me.
Yeah, and let me say this too.
Ain't gotta be
anyone
nobody else
on this line. Yeah, and see, just like the man of God receiving, anyone under this anointing right now can receive the same thing because God is no respecter of person. What he does for one, he will do it for anybody who say yes.
Yes, 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 yes. I'll say yes.
You better thank it.
Over and over. And yes, and yes, and yes, and yes, and yes. I hope everybody else has been blessed by this broadcast as we all have. Go ahead and pray us out of here, Doc. We got
amen.
5 minutes.
Okay, amen. Let me pray real quickly. Let me just get this announcement. Look, Saturday at 12 noon, we're going to have a time of prayer. Go to the website, ignitefiretoday.com. And all the information is there. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now that the word that came to your people has fallen on good ground. We thank you. It has taken root, and there shall be a harvest on the seed that was sown. There will be miracles. There will breakthrough, and there will be major testimony this night after this word has settled in their spirit. I thank you that you will give them confirmation tonight, even as they rest tonight, in the name of Jesus. And I declare right now, the devil has no access to interfere with what they have received tonight. I seal it by the blood, and I thank you for it. I give you praise, and Jesus, you get all the glory. You get all the honor. You get all the credit. Thank you for using me tonight as a vessel, and thank you for blessing your people. Give them rest tonight. Give them sleep. And bring us back at the appointed time to continue this powerful message from the Spirit of God in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen.
Oh, we worship you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Come on, just 50 seconds of thankfulness.
Yeah, come on, bless his name. Hallelujah.
in the depths of your spirit right now. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you.
Bless your name.
Thank you for something else I can say.
Thank you, Lord.
But thank you.
Bless your name, Lord.
Jesus.
The joy of the Lord
Jesus.
Is your strength.